June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, Corey Majors and the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, we're going to have Bobby Lashley in studio today. Perhaps some NFL overreaction or reality, and perhaps Masterpiece of the Week. I thought we were going to start the show by talking about who the hell's covering first base, or Tyrese Halliburton continuing to hit almost every clutch shot in the history of the NBA. But the other news of the day seems to have taken precedent at the moment. Corey Majors, are you surprised Pete DeBoer is no longer the head coach of the Dallas Stars?
Not really. Not really surprised. I had this like understanding that it could happen. So like the possibility was always a reality because of, and it does sound like what happened after.
Yep.
The more like the reports this, the more it sounds like, no, it was the way that he handled the business afterwards. Let's say this. Had he told Otter before the game, hey, we've been thinking about this and we're considering doing it, and you might get a quick hook if things don't go well because I need to spark the team. And Otter's like, I don't really like that idea, but I appreciate you coming to me beforehand. And then afterwards, he's like, look, I had talked to Otter about this and we'd already squared away. We needed to spark the team and left it at that. Then everything might be okay today. Because there is a possibility that Jim Nill looked around and is like, why did we show up so terribly in this series? Again, like we showed up miserably in this series. So that probably is another thing that Jim Nill did need to figure out and discuss. But the way that's a perfect way to say, see you later, in the way that he managed things afterwards. Because what's the word? Manage.
Yeah.
That's his job, is to manage the group, and he mismanaged them after the game.
Yeah, that's... With the amount of time that has elapsed, I'm inclined to believe that as well. Alec, we got to kick this around quite a bit in crosstalk. Are you surprised by Pete DeBoer getting dumped by the Stars?
Not really. It felt like after the exit meetings, there was just something off. You know, and I think it was the fan text that pointed it out during crosstalk that whenever you go up there and openly admit, hey, I haven't talked to the guy that I kind of screwed over and put in a weird situation 72 hours after the situation happened, then that's when the writing was kind of on the wall for me that, hey, you know, maybe he knew at that point too, like, I got 1 year left. Everybody's kind of mad at me. Why would I even bother sitting down with these guys when I know in a week I'm not going to be here anymore? So it just felt kind of eerie, right? You know, hearing some of the players talk about how, you know, like I think it was Jamie Benn that was like, yeah, feels a lot like last year, huh? You know, like same situation. We've been here before. We're used to coming up short. And at some point, something's got to change. I was kind of on the fence because I know you need a different voice, but at the same time, who's going to be better? And I'm sure that's something we're going to talk about a lot next week is, can you get better from this? Can you find better than a Pete DeBoer? Who knows? It's going to be really fun to speculate, but you know, it did feel kind of inevitable after a few days.
Yeah, look, I continue to see things like this, and this is what I think makes the situation even more complex. Otter was not the problem. The defensive line was not holding up and putting him in a bad spot. Okay, whose responsibility is that then? Is that strictly the responsibility of the defensive players, is you got to be better, or is that the responsibility of the GM? Because we all saw at the trade deadline, that's where you should have made a move.
He made a decision to go with offense there.
Yeah.
You want him out.
No.
Based on everything I've heard you say over the last 2 weeks, you want him out.
I just wonder how.
You want him to accept responsibility?
And yeah, a little bit. And this is where, and I know people are going to get mad. They're going to be like, oh, he's executive of the year three straight times. All right, well, Gagliardi thought you had a top three or four coach, and they just moved on from anyway. My question, I guess, that I fall into then, you haven't won the championship. How many coaches do you get to pick? Assuming you don't also own the team, and then the number is infinity.
Donnie Nelson had got six. Was it four?
And they had not won the championship?
Was it Don, then Avery, and then Rick? So it was the third one?
Yeah, the third one.
I'm trying to figure out, like, I think that one of the things that Mark Cuban said a long time ago, and this was about head coach and GM also, is the most difficult thing to do in business is find somebody to run your business for you, unless you've decided you're going to run the business. And so I think that Gagliardi is looking at Jim Neal going, I made that hire to have that guy here because I trust him to build the team, and he has built the team. So that's where I think that he's very comfortable with that. I don't think This is very similar to John Daniels. Remember, we were like, he's too powerful. He's immovable because he's too powerful until somebody else came in and proved that they could do it.
And so this is where I simply ask the question. And I know some people are going to tell me there's mitigating circumstances with some of these. And I hear you on that. But he came in, Neal that is, got rid of Glenn Gullitzen. And then they picked up Lindy Ruff. We love Lindy Ruff.
Love Lindy
it
Ruff.
It didn't work out.
Loved us.
Yes. Then you had Jim. Then you had Ken Hitchcock bounce back for, I believe it's just one season.
That was weird.
Yeah. And then you had Jim Montgomery, who looked like he was the dude.
That was the truth.
And then off-ice stuff prevented that. But still, you're the person who hired him. Then Rick Bonus. Then Pete DeBoer. So this is going to be head coach number six that the general manager gets to pick, and you haven't won. You've done really well. You made the Stanley Cup Final in 2020.
So it's another fall guy.
This is very
similar to what John Daniels was doing after another. He was just like, that's a fall guy. That's a fall guy. That's a fall guy. It's not me.
And that part is always confusing to me as well, because you go back, is Jim Neal has had a lot of success as like the next guy in command. But as the GM, he hasn't had the ultimate success. Now, the Dallas Stars are clearly the most consistently winning franchise we have in the Metroplex. They really are. But is that good enough for you to be like, we get really close every year? Or are you like a Rangers fan who's like, it sucks that we're losing this year, but at least we have the World Series? Or are you like the Mavericks fan that you're like, at least we got the championship? I know we make fun of the Cowboys all the time, deservedly so. It's been 30 years since they won a Super Bowl. It's been 26 years since the Stars have won a championship. Now, you can tell me that they've been back to six Western Conference Finals and two more Stanley Cup Final, I believe.
And how many of the Cowboys have been?
Yeah, big fat nothing. And that's great.
But that's the consequence of raised expectations.
Exactly.
Again, right?
Exactly. That's why if the Cowboys made it to the NFC Championship this year and lost 42-0, I'd be like, I can't believe we did it. Even though that's not the championship, you won nothing. But for the Stars, they made it to the Western Conference Finals three straight years. And I'm like, well, this sucks. What a disappointing season because of those raised expectations. My expectations for the Stars are way higher than they are for the Cowboys because the Stars have shown they can be in the mix. But have they shown they can win a championship in this generation? No.
I will say, and when it comes to Jim Neal, I have no clue how much he has to do with that team being motivated. The players did not look, multiple times they came out and looked like they were going through the motions in the playoffs, on the ice in the Western Conference Final. They skated out there and they just like, we're gonna roll over tonight. Yeah. And I asked this question: did they already believe that they couldn't beat Edmonton and that there was no way that there's no way we can beat this team? So what's the point? of even going out there and let's go ahead and finish this thing up. It's Edmonton, dude.
Okay.
We lost to them last year. They have this. They're beating us the same way. What's the point?
And that brings up a whole new set of problems, and I think that leans into...
Can't get rid of the whole team.
Yeah.
You can't pull the whole team, so you pull the goalie.
Exactly.
And then this... And then you... So that's how this goes. So, and you can't get rid of the whole team.
Sure.
But does the whole team...
I mean, you could. Disastrous conclusion.
Does the whole team need a new voice from the top? Does the whole team need a new voice and a fresh group, a fresh set of voices in the room as leaders?
Yeah. I mean... And I guess that was the decision. And I know we've talked a lot about pulling Ottinger. And I go back to Tyler Seguin seemed to have some really glowing comments about Pete DeBoer, I think before the Western Conference Final started. But that's all fine and well to us. But behind the scenes, did he feel the same way? And let's say he did. Did Ottinger feel that way? Did Miro? Did Wyatt?
Did Duchesne?
Yeah, exactly. Did Jamie?
Nico?
Yeah, that's... I don't know. I would think he would be like, thank you for bringing me here. But who the hell knows?
I don't know who has the biggest voice with those guys.
And so I don't know how all of those other players felt about him. And if they loved him so much, then they just failed him. They failed him on the ice, unless you think that Jim Neal failed the team in building a tougher team. Because Jim Neal loves some great, skilled, finesse players.
So this is the three Spider-Men.
Yes.
All pointing at each other and trying to figure it out. This is the Texas standoff on The Office, where everybody's kind of like, and the guy with the most power won. The guy that is in the owner's ear has the voice, and maybe he had the voice of the team also to kind of go in that direction. So,
which, think about how fascinating that is, because, you know, that's usually how the structure of a franchise works. Who is the person that the owner got to run the thing? It's the general manager. All right, we just heard Gagliardi. Corey brought it up in the cross. It was a great point earlier this week. What? Of course we're not getting rid of, DeBoer. He's top three, top four coach in the league.
Then he met with the GM.
Yes, who runs the hockey part of it.
You ever watch Game of Thrones? We know how this works.
Yeah.
Watch Game of Thrones.
Talk to the hand.
You'll figure it out.
And he was like, yeah, he's got to go. Which is a fascinating dynamic. Now, us, on the other hand, with the Cowboys, you know how that dynamic can be wildly different. I have to admit, I like a more logical chain of command where the owner has his thoughts, but he defers to the person that he hired to put in charge of all of the hockey decisions.
Maybe they're like, all right, let's go get Brady Tkachuk.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tee or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And Brady was like, I'm not playing for Pete DeBoer. I know this. That's like a weird, wild, outlandish thing to say, but in my mind.
And then Wyatt's like, me neither. And they're like, well, you might be part of this.
You're right. And we've talked about this, it seems like, for 4 or 5 years now. The defense isn't strong enough. They're not tough enough. This team is not tough. The game in the regular season has changed to finesse. And you can get to a certain point with that style of hockey.
Yeah.
You have to be able to go to the next level with your physicality in the playoffs and the cup. That's just a reality.
Yeah.
And so does coach that into players? Do players have that naturally? What is that? The decision has been made to make sure that the players are in place. Actually, I don't know that all the players are in place.
I don't think
this,
they are.
This could be another sweep of something else.
Yeah, look, and I get it. And I think Corey kind of referenced this point already from the 469. It's not all the coach's fault. The players have to be accountable too. I think we all agree with that, but you're not in a position at this moment where you're like, all right, Wyatt Johnston, you're cut. Or I'm going to come up with trade packages for Wyatt, for Sagan.
It's a lot of work.
Some of that might happen, but that's going to take a minute. Whereas with the coach, you can just be like, yeah, no, I'll pay the $4 million or whatever the number is.
It's $4 million to not coach next
year. To just go away and we'll bring in somebody else. So I don't want to make it sound like the players have nothing to do with it, because absolutely. Look, we talked about it. Rantanen put together the greatest first half of the playoffs we've ever seen, and then he disappeared. Wyatt Johnston had a historically bad plus minus. So even if you're like, well, that doesn't always tell the whole story, I hear you, but it was the worst in the history of the playoffs. And so then you're like, okay, so either way, it probably wasn't super good. There's questions about Jason Robertson. There's questions about Jamie Benn coming back. There's questions about all of these things. So the players take plenty of responsibility in this. But to Corey's point a little bit ago, this is easier. This is quicker. And also,
the expectation is the next guy you bring in, as Stephen told us with Mike McCarthy's hire, he's to get us over the hump.
Yes.
Well, does that coach require different players? I'm bringing him in to coach this team.
And if you're that coach, you have to understand, whether they say it specifically in the job interview or not, if you can't get the Stars to win the Stanley Cup, you're going to be out too. Not in the first year, but sooner rather than later. We're the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Fair. Coming up next.
I like him.
Halliburton is an absolute savage, and seriously, will somebody cover first base?
Son of a bitch!
Next on The Fan.
The set by Garcia, and the pitch. Bouncing ball right side, Semien far to his left, has it. No one covering first. Coming in to score is Aranda. The throw home, Caminero is safe at home plate. And the Tampa Bay Rays come from behind, score 3 runs here in the bottom of the ninth, and walk off the Rangers by the final score of 4-3.
What in the actual hell was that?
This question keeps being asked, not only on the fan text, but on the Twitch. Does this mean CY will get rid of Bochy with how poorly the Rangers are playing?
Okay. Hold on.
Great pitching.
Here's just pause for just hold on. Pause
hitting
for 1 second.
Change.
1 second. If you have beef with all of the other losses and everything else, I'm not going to blame Bruce Bochy because 2 players on the field didn't understand how to field their position in a routine. The game was over. is a routine ground out to Marcus Semien. Throw it to first, no problem. Except the first baseman didn't understand that a ball that was like, I don't know, 7,000 feet away from his range was not his and he should have gone back to first. Or that the pitcher wasn't like, oh, dip, I'm also supposed to cover first base. If you want to blame him for plenty of things, fine, but come on.
Also, there is also, I know people are going to think that I have an agenda here. Oh, Josh Jung did double clutch on a ground ball to him that he might have been able to get the guy out at first,
okay.
But he did double clutch, and maybe that would have been the end of it. But in addition to that, you'd have a dude that is not a first baseman.
Yeah.
And you asked the question earlier, why did he go? Why did he range so far?
He
ranged so
his.
Far because he plays shortstop and
yeah.
second base
yeah.
and outfield and now first base. And you have a guy that is not a natural first baseman. His instinct was to go get ball.
Yeah.
Your instinct at first base is to protect first base. You know, I can't get to that. Let the second baseman get it. Marcus Semien's back there.
Yes.
You know he's back there if you're a everyday first baseman. This is not me hating on Josh Smith. I think Josh Smith is very valuable in a lot of areas.
But that was a bad play.
That was his fault. Robert Garcia just saw this effing thing happen the day before.
Man.
And then Bochy was on our air yesterday and saying, nobody works harder on PFPs than the Texas Rangers. Kevin, I even acknowledged, yes, yeah. We watch it. It's nauseating watching how hard they work doing it. Yet the big brain fart in Tampa happened yet again. And that's got to be something that drives a hole in Bruce Bochy's gut today.
You know what? I'm glad that you phrased it like that. Let's go to Bruce Bochy, cut number 9. And this is an excellent question to start off. The question, how do you make sense of what happened in the 9th?
Boch, how do you make sense of that 9th inning?
Make sense of it? Well, you saw what happened. We got the ground balls. We couldn't turn them into outs there. And you know, it's hard to lose a game like this. We had an earlier game where, you know, they didn't hit a ball out of the infield, and they had a big inning. And, again, late covering first, you know, I think Smitty, you know, he broke, and, he had no chance there. But anyway, we should have coverage there. And that's a tough one, man. These guys played well, and you hate to see it unravel there in the 9th.
Yeah. That's a great way to put it.
He's not pissed off enough for you, is he?
No, he is.
Is he? Or is it just he presents it so calmly?
He does. But can we go back to that cut one more time? Alec, I honestly just want like the first couple seconds after the question. But you can include the whole thing. Just start it off. I think this is his version of seriously, man, what the F?
Boch, how do you make sense of that 9th inning?
Make sense of it? Well, you saw what happened.
See, okay, stop right there. Like, I think that huff, yeah, I...
Yeah.
Like, I think that's his version.
Bamboozled,
yeah,
befuddled,
yeah.
Bewildered.
And then you heard his initial answer was, you saw what happened.
Yep.
Because he wants to be like, I don't know. We had two players who forgot that either one of them, in fact, probably both of them, are supposed to be at first base, one to get it, one to back up. And we did neither.
Yeah.
And so
so let's go through this real quick too. Marcus Semien, first play is to first base. When you watch him, you see him look at home, but he knows his first play is to first base.
Yes.
So he's supposed to throw to first base.
That.
Game is over.
Like,
and somebody asked me recently, and it's understandable. So not everybody watches a lot of baseball. If there's two outs and if the runner crosses home, no, that's not a run.
Yeah,
that is. A lot of people, like, they're just, I've always thought, no, that's not a run. He didn't need to worry about home. But when he saw nobody was at first base, and what's more infuriating about that, Kevin, is that Marcus Semien found his groove yesterday. He had bombs yesterday. He had his timing, as we discussed with Derek Holland, he got his timing back yesterday.
Give me cut number 1, because Corey is spot on about that.
2-2. Swinging Marcus, it's a high fly ball down the left field line. Going back on it, Morrell at the track. He turns out of here. Number 2 hits his second of the game. Marcus Semien, another solo job, and the Rangers' lead grows to 3-1.
And then he had a chance to defensively win the game, which he's good at.
He's
a wizard defensively, and other players on the team didn't do their job.
I feel like one of the most basic things you learn when you're going through Little League Baseball is two outs plays at first. Right? Like, because to your point, then they're running.
It's the easiest. Yeah. It's the one you practice the most.
And there would be two great talking points coming out of this had the Rangers won. You just brought it up. Marcus Semien got his groove back, hit a couple of home runs. Like, we've been talking about it. The overall season numbers still look awful. But he has been moving in the right direction. And then you felt solid about Jack Leiter. I know the same complaint, whether it's Leiter or whatever, is going to be go further in the game. I hear you. It just feels like we're grasping for something that is a bygone era for a lot of pitchers.
Well, also, I'll wait till next year.
I get you.
Jack Leiter doing what he's doing this year, he's dominating early in games.
Yeah.
And it's nice to watch.
Yeah.
And it's kind of what you expect Rocker to do next year. And Mike, if you were listening to Mike,
he got sent down yesterday.
And he got sent down yesterday. Jack was sent back down last year, had his opportunities up and down, got to experience the majors, and then had to go back to the minor leagues. And then Jack Leiter, they said, "You're out of options. Go do it this year." And he's like, "I'm ready. Look at me. I'm ready for it, guys." Yeah. And as you were listening to Mike, you know, he's like going through that process of, hey, man, look at how many pitches he had in college. Look at how many innings he had in college compared to what where Jack is right now. Jack's like 382 innings. Kumar's at 854, 84, something like that. He's like, this is the difference in experience, and that's why Jack's pitching the way he is right now. And, Kevin, that's another positive. If you're thinking about trades, you have a future ace right here, in Jack Leiter, and maybe another one in Kumar Rocker for the future down the road as well. You just got to be patient with them because this isn't the NFL or the NBA.
I go back to May 17th. May 17th, you took care of the Astros handily. You'd won 2-3 in that series. You had the opportunity to close it out the next day. Obviously, the way that game ended was problematic as well. But on a larger scale, instead of talking about those things, the Rangers are 4-12 since then. 4-12. You know how many of those losses have been by one run?
8.
Luckily, it's not that bad, but we're getting
6.
There. 6. You're 4-12, and 6 of those losses have been by one run. Yikes. That's never going to
come. Yeah, it's the most, man, hold on. Is it the most frustrating thing in DFW sports right now?
I thought you were about to say it's the most ridiculous take in the history of
baseball. No, I appreciate you though, John Schmoltz. Did I say Schmoltz?
Yes, you did.
Huh. There's no sh. And is it the most frustrating thing in DFW sports at the moment?
If you don't count hypotheticals, now hear me out. The number one most frustrating thing in DFW sports is the hypothetical trades we've all put together to get rid of Cooper Flagg.
And hypothetical happens. Idea that he could be done.
Yes. But like, if you just go off of reality-based things.
The Luka thing still exists for people.
For sure. This is maddening.
Like, this is the thing that maddening. You're watching that is, I mean, this is the only sport left in DFW right now. FC Dallas exists.
They've been struggling, obviously.
AEW exists.
Yes, so you got that Bobby Lashley in just a little bit. Do you know what? We need somebody who always comes through in the clutch. Always. We go back to this last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, Tyrese Halliburton. Zitti had 12 career shots. I believe it's in the last 60 seconds. If it's the last 2 minutes, I apologize. To take the lead or tie the game. He was 11 for 12. That is unbelievable. Like, if that's what you did at the line in those situations, I would be pretty impressed. But from the field, unbelievable. And yesterday, he took it to a whole nother level. I'm going to give you three options. What I want to know is who called it best. Okay? First, give me cut number 6. This is the TV call of Tyrese Halliburton hitting the game winner with 0.3 seconds left.
The Pacers with a chance to win it. Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving, pulls off, jump shot. It's good! It's good! With 0.3 seconds remaining. Timeout, OKC. Tyrese Halliburton does it again.
Excellent call.
Very good call.
Engaging. All right, option two. The Indiana Pacers radio call.
8 seconds to go. The Pacers are not going to call a timeout. Halliburton has it with three, driving with two, pulling up, and hitting with 3/10 of...
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A second to go. How many more times can this team do that?
Pretty good call.
Do you like it better than the TV call or no?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll take that call.
Alec, who does you like better, TV or radio call?
The radio call didn't have enough energy for me.
Oh, give me Mike Breen. Radio, which we work in. Now, I'm not going to play.
Alec has always hated radio and microphones.
What?
I'm not going to play the WPTA call. That's the ABC affiliate in Fort Wayne because they cut out 48 seconds of the game to tease the upcoming news. And they cut out with about a minute 12 left in the game when the Pacers were down by 3 points. And so when they came back, what's amazing is one of the things that they teased in the news thing was a Pacers watch party. And they cut it off with, I'm sorry, it was actually a minute 3 left. And then when you come back, it was 110-107. All of a sudden now it's 110-109. You're like, what happened? I mean, I know they scored a basket, so we're probably not going to play that news preview.
Okay.
You have one more option. This is the call of Tyrese Halliburton from Korean broadcast. Is that the level of enthusiasm you were hoping for with the juice on the radio call?
I love hearing somebody that really didn't expect something to happen. Like, wow! they didn't expect they did not expect that to happen, and I love hearing that right there.
That was an incredible call. I know we're joking about it, but Tyrese Halliburton, game-winning or game-tying baskets in the final 5 seconds just this postseason. Round one, game five against Milwaukee. Round two, game two against Cleveland. Round three, game one against the Knicks. And then round four, game one against OKC. He has a game-tying or winning shot in the final 5 seconds in every round. He's already done that four times in this playoff.
I appreciate what he has done.
Unbelievable.
Because he's the leader of that team, right?
And it wasn't his best game otherwise, but yes.
And, you know, it was interesting because Pert, I think, at the right before the game last night, was like, 18 points a night isn't going to do good enough to win the NBA championship against this team. And I was like, they're a team.
Yeah.
The Pacers are a team.
Yeah.
And that's what I see in them that I saw in the Mavericks in 2011. For whatever reason, they believe they can win no matter what.
Yep.
And Kevin, as much as that moment and his moments of, because you said what, five? He has five in his career and four of them this year. He gets to that moment because the team came back.
For sure.
And this is something that Rick Carlisle has done in history. Go back to that 11 season and watch how many times Jason Kidd was on defense on the best player at the end of a game, defending and forcing a 12-9, 15-point comeback for the Mavericks.
So real quick, I want to hit that stat, both with the team and Carlisle.
The thing I don't know, because there's more than, because everybody's talking about the 15-pointer right now. Yeah. And the Mavericks had one of those. Go back. I got to go find out how many times they came back in the fourth quarter, though, during that run, because it was multiple times.
Oh, the Mavericks?
Yes.
Okay. So let's take a look at the Pacers. Against Milwaukee, they were losing by 7 points with 35 seconds left, won the game. Against Cleveland, they were losing by 7 points with 47 seconds left, won the game. Against the Knicks, they were losing by 9 points with 52 seconds left, won the game. Against Oklahoma City Thunder, in the final 2:36, they closed out on a 12-2 run. You pointed it out. 15-point comeback. That has happened three times in the history of the NBA Finals. This year, the 2011 Mavericks, and some other year that I forgot because it did involve Rick Carlisle. But the point is, Carlisle has two of those three comebacks, and this team, this Indiana Pacers team, is unfreaking believable in the clutch.
Yeah, he's got the right group, and he's got the right players. And again, the clutch moment to be able to bury the team. Like, that's important.
Seriously, though, are they going to fire the program director or, like, the director in Fort Wayne, Indiana, for cutting away from the NBA Finals game to talk about the NBA Finals party that they'll preview on the news?
Dude.
Like, in the final minute.
I thought it was over, man.
What a weird thing. They even threw it to the victory part, to the watch party. Nobody was like, what are you doing?
Wow.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I do believe we're going to have Bobby Lashley in studio. And if not, don't worry. We can give you some baseball nuggets. We'll have something amazing for you next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. So we've already lost one coach this morning, Pete DeBoer. And the Knicks have just asked for official permission to interview Jason Kidd. So, you know, look out, Schottenheimer. You might get a job offer. Surely Bochy will be in demand. We'll see how it goes. But right now, we bring to you in studio, former two-time WWE champion, now one half of the AEW Tag Team Champions, it is Bobby Lashley. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, I got to ask this. I've been wondering this forever. How are you 48? Like, how does one look like that at really any age, let alone your age?
You know, I lied. I'm really 35.
Okay.
I just tell everybody.
I would feel better about that. I really would.
I'm actually 65. And still, it's just genetics. I look this good.
You know what I try to tell people? They say, I'm not like 48. So I say, this is what 48 is supposed to look like.
There you go. Yes. Yeah.
I got some work to do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Hold on. I don't know. I know we have some time with him today. I do want to ask, because your body didn't happen overnight. That's years and years of work, cardio, lifting, all these things to put in.
Yeah.
But at this point in your life, your workout different than it was when you were younger. And what is your weekly? Is it, hey, I do push pull, I do the bro split. What are you doing work for?
Man, my workouts are completely different now. So when I was younger, it was lift heavy, lift hard. You know, you can train 2-3 times a day. Now, when I don't need to train or don't feel like training, I just don't. And I think that's what's important. I think you have to understand that your body cannot take the abuse like you did when you were 20 years old. You don't recover the same.
Yeah.
So my rest times are very, very important. And I think I get more out of my rest time now than I did before. So I can go hard, but if tomorrow I feel a little achy, I just won't do anything. But the consistency is important for me. I just have to keep moving. So sometimes my workouts aren't like banging heavy weights. It's more of going through different movements. Like I'll go out and I'll look at my body and I'll say, all right, I want to work out a little bit here. So I start doing something here. And then I start really moving into it. I just move into the workout and then I gradually pick it up and I gradually pick it up. Like I always talk about my pull-ups. I do 100 pull-ups.
Wow.
To start my workout.
That's the start.
For my back.
Okay.
But what I do it in a different way. I put my headphones on, whoever my workout partner is. We just kind of conversate, joke around. I'll do 3. He'll does 3, 5. And then we just keep going up and we keep number of it. Man, it could take us 20 minutes. It could take us 30 minutes. It doesn't matter.
But you get that 100 in.
You get the 100 in or 150. And then after that, you already feel good. So your body's already ready to go. And then you do something else that's in there. Like you do your pull downs, your rows and stuff like that. You don't really need to do very much of those other workouts. If you put 100 pull-ups in, because now actually you leave knowing that you accomplished something. So right now, my workouts aren't about building size, losing fat, anything like that. I actually have challenges that I like to do, and that's what my workouts are. So now it's fun for me. Like when I go in, I'm like, all right, man, I'm going to do 150 pull-ups, and I want to do it in under 20 minutes or under 10 minutes. So I still do the same 3, 5 or whatever, but I'm trying to beat that clock. And then when I do, it's like, all right, I accomplished something.
Yeah.
So now after I accomplish something, now I need to fail at something.
Okay.
So then I put on weight, I get to the point until I fail. So next time when I come back, I beat that. Okay. So it's that whole concept of me against me. And I have it with everything that I do. And man, actually, I'm going to start coaching. You know, I'm going into the coaching space.
Here we go.
So I'm going to start coaching people to understand how to lift, because I understand that there's gurus out there that are bashing every kind of workout that they see online. They're like, he shouldn't be doing this. He shouldn't be doing that. He should be taking this. I don't care about any of that. What I believe in working out is it's your body. You have to figure out your body. I can help you figure out your body. And then from there, you make little tweaks to make it better. And right now, the biggest thing with me being a little bit older is that mobility. Mobility is very important. So I just teach myself how to go into those awkward positions. You know, something as an older person, you tell somebody to just put your hands up and then go all the way down to the ground, sit down, lay down, and then come all the way back up.
Yeah.
Most people wouldn't be able to do it.
Right? Yeah.
So you got to work to keep your body mobile. The longer you can keep your body mobile, the better it's going to be. Like now, our show, All In, there's certain moves that I've never done in my career. I'm going to do them then.
July 12th, Globe Life Field here in Arlington, 2 p.m.
I like it.
Go to Ticketmaster at AEWTix.com. Now, Corey, I got a question. I have a super...
I got a lot more workout questions throughout the day, though. So we'll get all of them in, though.
So I have a super nerdy, very niche wrestling question for him.
Do you think
I should ask it on the air?
For sure.
All right. Bobby, we're going to go in the Wayback Machine.
He's here. He has no choice.
That's a good point. I'm sure he could leave and rip the door off the hinges.
He probably could.
So I'm going to go way back. Back in 2006,
Dang. You
won the ECW title at the December to Dismember pay-per-view. Before you got to the main event and you were, did you watch a show at all and think, man, this show kind of sucks before you went out for the main event?
Man, I'm the type of fan that likes everything.
Okay.
So even the things that suck, I find beauty in it.
Like, every woman is beautiful, you know?
Okay, I like that. That's a good philosophy. I mean, obviously it's an important night for your career, but that's my favorite show in the world. So, okay. All right. So back to, because I know we're going to bounce back into some of the workout questions, everything like that. You mentioned it. All In, we've had, you know, Ricochet, MJF, Dustin Rhodes. We've had an opportunity to talk with a lot of people involved with this show. Has the build and the ticket sales and everything made it feel like a big show because it's y'all's first U.S. stadium show? But I know y'all have succeeded at a great level in England and other places like that.
You know, I think a lot of people are looking at that as like the measuring stick of where we're going to go. It can't be. We haven't even advertised matches yet.
Yeah.
So that's what's cool about it. And I think that that's what is going to be the thing that really skyrockets us, shoots us up a little bit, is when we start introducing matches.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard that before,
so we're trying to figure it out on the fly. You're okay. Just keep talking. Okay. People are listening.
So for me, it's like once we start putting those matches out, then people are going to say, oh, I like that, and they're going to start jumping into it. But the one thing that I really love about it since I've been with AEW is these guys are incredible.
Yeah.
They're really incredible. Even the people that we don't even know about, the bigger names, we don't even know about them. Man, but these guys are friggin' incredible. So I'm really confident on the show. Like, I can plug the show all day long because I tell somebody, if you haven't seen wrestling, come watch these guys. They always say, you know, we're the best wrestlers. I don't care about all those little taglines. I really don't. I know that these guys are very, very talented. I know these guys can put on an amazing show. I mean, like, I'll throw names out.
Hold on, let me pause you there real quick. We are having a little bit of a technical difficulty. We're going to pick this back up on the other side of the break. We will get to all of that next. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.